Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
That was miserable. You know, listen, obviously it was no guarantee that the Browns were going to win, but I didn't anticipate, maybe I should have, but I didn't anticipate it being that bad. What a bummer. And I mean, we'll talk plenty about it. I'm going to say I don't know what to say, but I got plenty to say. But I know you do too, so I'll let you kind of get going here because it was a brutal game.
Yeah, it was a brutal game. Folks, it's not the end of the season. It's not time to panic. It's not time to, you know, like retool the entire football team, the offense or defense or what have you. But I think what it was kind of like a reality check. It was like, hey, let's pump the brakes a little bit on this team. You now play the big boys, okay, the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Baltimore Ravens, the two teams that, you know, pretty much run this division and or have for the best, you know, better part of, you know, two decades. So it's not good. Losing to these two teams by a combined score of 76-13 is not good. In fact, it's a little bit embarrassing.
Yes.
But the Browns are still a decent football team. They're 4-2. They're still right in the mix for the postseason. But I do think that this was, as I said, like a reality check or kind of a wake-up call, because you can't play with these guys yet. And that's where we have to figure out, can they? And what do we have to do to play with those guys? Because I do think the Browns are going to go on to win 8-9 games this year, maybe 10 as you think. I think the Vegas total is still 10 games, victories, I should say, over-under. But you know, it just kind of like lets you know, like, all right, you guys think you're good. You think you're good. Yeah, you're not that good yet. And that's where we're at on this Monday, this dreary Monday here in Northeast Ohio.
Yeah, it's dreary for a variety of reasons.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I think, listen, it's easy to overreact, and maybe some would say it's not overreacting, to what was a terrible loss. There's no way to paint it with a positive light. The offense stunk. The Baker was terrible. The offensive line was terrible. The running game was terrible. The defense was terrible across the board. Although I honestly think you could pin, as bad as the defense played, I really think you pin this game even more on the offense than the defense. Because the offense didn't give the defense a chance in this game. The defense had to face the Steelers, and they actually, you know, Big Ben didn't even kill him in this game. I would argue the defense played better than the offense, which is a hard argument to make since both sides were terrible. But if you ask me, if I had to pick who was worse, I would say the defense. The offense. I actually thought the defense early held their own in a tough spot, being down 10-0 early. But it doesn't matter. In the end, the whole team was bad. Special teams were bad. And Baker in particular. And I think when you look at this game, you look at what negative things. I mean, everything was negative. So what are you concerned about long term, and what are you concerned about short term, and what do you think was just an anomaly? Like, I, for example, Dustin, I still believe in this offensive line. I think this offensive line is really good. I don't think we were kidding ourselves. This offensive line's good. They were bad yesterday. Part of that, I guess, was Wyatt Teller being out. I guess we'll see when we get the Pro Football Focus grades on Hubbard, because who knows exactly who's to blame. But certainly it was a team effort. And it also, part of it was, very quickly, the Steelers knew the Browns were not running it effectively early. They fell behind big early. And quite early in this game, before even the first quarter was over, the Browns were kind of in a position where they felt like they had to throw the ball a lot. Pittsburgh knew it, and they were like a starving animal seeing meat for the first time.
Yeah.
And they were just all out. They were just blitzing constantly. And that put them in a great position, and it put the offensive line really in a tough spot. But it's hard to come out with anything good from this. All I'll say is, if I would have told any of you out there that the Browns would be 4-2 after six games when the season started, everybody would have signed for it. You, me, Ken, Lima, Baskin, Phelps, Chico, and every single fan out there would have signed for 4-2. If I said before the season Browns are going to be 4, I'm not telling you how we got there, but I'm telling you the Browns are 4-2 after six games, every single one of you listening, including us, would have said, that'd be great. I'll be so excited. And that's a fact. Nobody would deny that. Now, the two losses have been so bad that it does feel like it overrides the wins. But I don't think yesterday's game, while disappointing in a huge way, I don't think it means the season's over here, Dustin. I really don't. I still think they have a very good chance to make the playoffs.
I do too. No one said the season's over. I just feel like the team's just not on that level of Baltimore and Pittsburgh. If this happened, like, the one time, the first week of the season, Stefanski's first game, like, I kind of gave him a pass for that. I'm like, all right, you don't know. I mean, kind of ran into a buzzsaw in this game, the way things kind of lined up. But now it's twice. Like, teams don't lose by 30 in the NFL Bowl. It just doesn't happen that often. And to lose by 30 to the two teams in your division that you're trying to compete with is concerning. I mean, there's no doubt about it. It just kind of lets you know where you're at on the totem pole. You're still third fiddle right now, and until otherwise. Yeah, you may still make the playoffs because you have an extra wild card this season, and the schedule is certainly favorable to you. But it doesn't mean that the team's arrived. It doesn't mean the team's going to do anything. Now, granted, it is a step forward from what we've had in the past. You know, the 7-8-1, the 0-16 seasons, the 3-13 seasons. Yeah, it's a step in the right direction. But man, like, can we at least be competitive with these teams? That's the disheartening thing about this. The game was over. Baker throws the pick to Fitzpatrick, and it's 10-0. The game's over. Like, I felt like they had no chance to come back in this situation.
Unfortunately, I agree with you. I thought at 10-0, I'd lost all faith already, and that's unfortunate. I agree with almost everything you said there. The only thing I'll say that I don't totally agree with. Now, you're right. They are, until proven otherwise, they're the third team right now. I mean, it's just, there's no debating that whatsoever. That's obvious because they got smoked by the other two teams. However, I just don't buy that every single loss, even if it's a bad loss, is a referendum on what the team is for the whole season. I think it's easy to say that this team can't compete at all with Pittsburgh and Baltimore, because they didn't compete at all with Pittsburgh and Baltimore. And that may be true, but it doesn't mean that they won't compete with them when they play them again the second time around. It feels at the moment that they're very far away, and they may in fact be very far away from those teams. But it's not 100% certain. You play them again, they're going to play these teams at home the second time around. Remember, I know they were blowouts, so it's hard to look for a bright side. But they played both of these teams on the road. They got them both at home. You know, it's easy to say, well, they won't be competitive. Well, you know what? They were competitive with Baltimore last year when they weren't as good, and they finished 6-10, and they beat up Baltimore when they played them one time. So maybe by the second half of the season, they will be more competitive. I'm not telling you right now I'm going to bet my house on it, because I don't feel confident at the moment. But my point is that it doesn't, because they're not competitive with those teams now, doesn't mean that it won't happen till next year or the year after. It could happen by later this season. And it's easy to write that off as an impossibility at the moment, and I get that. But you know this league. Things can change in a hurry, as they just did this week.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, Bull. But unless our quarterback starts playing at an extremely high level, they're not going to compete with the Pittsburghs and the Baltimores and the Kansas Cities of this league. They're just not going to, because our quarterback right now is just not good enough. And I have been one of the biggest Baker Mayfield fans, but his level of play right now is just not going to get this team much further than beating the teams they're supposed to beat, because they're just bad. There's a lot of bad teams in the NFL right now. Teams with one win, zero wins, you know, two wins. There's a lot of bad teams on this schedule that the Browns are going to play, and they should beat up on those teams because they can run the football down their throat, and their defense will be good enough to get off the field and create some turnovers, and Baker's going to have to throw for 150, 200 yards, and he can win those games. But when you play the big boys, you got to have a quarterback that can go out there and not turn the football over, that can throw for 250 to 300 yards and a couple touchdowns, and not play the way this quarterback's playing. Right now, it's just not good enough.
I don't disagree with you at all. Obviously, they can't. If Baker's not a better player by late in the season, then you're right. Now, even if he's still not great and he's just below average, which is where he is now at best, is below average, they could be more competitive with these teams if everything else goes right later in the season. But they're not going to beat teams like this.
Yeah, like, listen, if you have Nick Chubb back late in the season, you should be more competitive. That's a great weapon. If you get Wyatt Teller back on the offensive line, that will help as well. I understand that, but everyone's got issues. I mean, DeCastro didn't play for the Steelers. They lost Bush in the first half, the linebacker. They bring in Robert Spillane, a former Mid-American Conference superstar at Western Michigan, and he looks better than any freaking linebacker we've got. Why is that?
We were talking about, Dustin and I were talking about this on the phone this morning, how like the Steelers get a guy hurt on defense and they just plug the next guy in, and he, you know, doesn't mean he's a superstar, but he always gives you a good effort, right? Makes plays, he's in the mix. How, think about it, folks, when you watch these Browns games, how often in these games does the broadcaster ever mention the name of a Browns linebacker? Never. Mack Wilson, I'm like, I forgot he was playing. The only reason I knew Mack Wilson was playing is because they announced his name in the starting lineup when they did the introductions in the beginning of the game. That's it.
Yeah.
They never mention these guys. Taki, I think last week he made that one play. They mentioned him. Goodson. These guys barely ever get mentioned because they never make any plays. Never. Or almost never.
They don't.
You know, so yeah. But, I mean, I think the big question is, you know, even with all the optimism we had going into this game, the excitement we had going into this game, the excitement we had for this team winning four in a row, even with that, I said late last week, you know, I still think Baker's in the, I think I said 18 to 22 range in terms of quarterbacks,
yeah.
and you agreed with me on that. That was before this week. And, you know, at right now it feels like at best, the best you can get from Baker is he plays pretty well against the bad teams and stinks against the good teams. And that's just not going to cut it. So if Baker can't get off this roller coaster, and let's face it, he hasn't played – when's the last time he played a great game? Like a great game. Has he played a great game since his rookie season?
I mean, he had a pretty damn good game last year against Baltimore.
That's like 18 games ago. He's had some good games here and there, but he hasn't, this year, he hasn't had one game where he's been great. I mean, and think about it. You look at the three best teams they've played, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, and Indianapolis. Browns went 1-2 against those teams. Okay, that's not unreasonable to go 1-2 against those teams. But Baker, in those three games, was terrible for the entire game against Baltimore. He was terrible in the entire game against Pittsburgh. And he was terrible in the second half against Indianapolis. So in six halves of football against three quality opponents, Baker's played one good half out of six.
Yep. Yep.
Right? I mean, yeah, he's had some good halves against Cincinnati and Washington and Dallas and some of the schlubs they played last year. But this guy has not really put together a good game in a long time, like a full good game, especially against a good team. And he's been flat out awful. And he was just horrendous in that game. Now, the question is, Dustin, should he have been playing in this game at all? Dustin, did the Browns make a mistake playing Baker Mayfield yesterday?
I mean, hindsight's always 20-20. He didn't look healthy. He didn't look like he was ready to go in this game. He didn't look comfortable. Didn't practice last week, barely at all. So, I mean, I would probably say after watching the game, no, he probably should not have played, but that's not an excuse. I mean, he did play. He took it upon himself to tell the coaches that he felt ready enough to go. The coaching staff put him out there in the game, and they played the game. I mean, basically up until, you know, half the fourth quarter was left, and the game was already over, did they pull him out of the game. So they felt like Baker Mayfield gave them the best chance to win the game, and that's what they went with. So, I'm not inside Baker Mayfield's body. I don't know how he feels. I don't know what they did with his pain tolerance or, you know, to try and make him more comfortable. The flap jacket that he wore, I don't know those answers, but he just didn't look very good. And whether it was the ribs or the injury, yeah, I mean, I'm sure that it was a factor in the game. But in the end, I mean, you score 7 points and you get blown out, you probably, if you weren't healthy enough to play, then you hurt the team. And you put your priorities over the team by trying to go when if you weren't ready to go. And if that's not the case, then he just stunk.
Dustin, I just think he stunk. And that's concern. You know, not that he wasn't, not that the injury didn't factor at all. It probably did. But here's the bottom line. And you've said this a million times, right? And I know there's varying degrees. But nobody's 100% healthy.
Never.
In October. Is that correct?
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's some guys are healthier than others.
Sure.
But everybody's dealing with something. Big Ben's dealing with something. You think Ben, after that game, didn't go in the locker room and put ice on his shoulders and on his knees and on his back and all these things? Like, yeah, everyone's dealing with something.
So everybody's a little banged up. Okay, his is probably a little more serious than, like, the average guy going through just the normal soreness. I get it.
Sure.
The bottom line is he got cleared to play. He's the starting quarterback. He was ready to go, and he did practice full on Friday. Was he limited earlier in the week? Yes. Did it factor into the game? Some. But I'm sick of this, okay? I know you weren't doing this because you made that clear, but I'm sick of it. It's been a year and change now of excuses for Baker Mayfield. First it was the coach, then it was the talent around them. Now the talent's better. Then it was the offensive line's fault. Now the offensive line's better. I know they didn't play well yesterday. But, of course, you know, listen, Baker right now is not good enough. I don't know what happened to the guy's rookie season. And if we're really honest about it and dive into the rookie season a little more, we'll see that he really only played well against the bad teams. But at least in the rookie season, he played really well against the bad teams, like excellent. Now, he's just playing okay or pretty good against the bad teams, and he's absolute trash pretty much every time he faces a good team. And that's not cutting it. We can't have this going forward. And he's got to get off that wheel of mediocrity at best and that wheel of pretty much stinking against good teams by the end of this year, because the Browns can't keep doing this and hoping that he's going to find it and being in a Mitch Trubisky situation or one of these other quarterbacks that's like kind of just good enough that you want to see more and you think he can get there and just good enough that you're going to win just enough games that you can't get a high pick to get the new quarterback, but not really good enough to win with.
Right.
I'm saying I think Andy Dalton was one of those guys, and he ain't as good as Andy Dalton. He's not. I mean, you know, Andy Dalton year three, Baker year three. Andy Dalton was better. And Andy Dalton to me was always the borderline of good enough with a perfect team or not good enough at all. And right now, Baker Mayfield is below the old Andy Dalton borderline. And you can't long-term win and have long-term success with somebody below the Andy Dalton line. You can't. And so he's got to get over that line. Well, he's got to get the hell out of here. I mean, it's got to be one or the other. And I'm not basing that just on yesterday, but that was another data point that tells you that he consistently is not good to go against these good teams. He's got a ton of talent around him. We all think, despite yesterday, I think we'd all agree, they got a better coaching staff. You got a smart GM. The team, you know, the offensive line, for the most part, has been good this year. There's good talent there. I know they had some injuries. I know he was banged up. To me, that's all excuses. He's got to play better, flat out. It's not good enough. He's a big part of the reason. He is the number one culprit as to why they lose these big games against the big teams. He's the number one culprit because he don't show up in most of these big games. And that's why they're getting crushed. And their souls get just demolished in all these
games. He has, I think Lima gave the stat this morning. He has 11 games in his career with double-digit interceptions.
It's the third most since he started his career.
It's right up there with, like, Jameis Winston numbers. I mean,
he's
third. Not.
Yeah, he's third.
Yeah,
most.
Third. You're right. Yeah. Yeah. It's terrible.
Horrible. You can't have that. You know, before, I was thinking, you were saying, like, he can't consistently throw for 250. You're not even asking for 300. You're asking for 250. I mean, basically,
I'm asking for two and a quarter.
Yeah, I mean, in the first segment, you said, can we have a guy that can consistently throw for 250 and not turn the ball over? Like, that's not crazy expectations. That's just, like, solid. That's solid.
Yeah, that's Alex Smith.
Yeah, at this point, we're not asking Baker Mayfield to be a top five quarterback because that ship has sailed. We're just asking him to be in the back end of the top 15. I think we'd all take that. But he's not even close right now. He's not close. And if this doesn't turn around soon, we're going to have serious conversations this offseason. And most importantly, the Browns are going to have serious conversations about where they turn at quarterback. Because if he plays like this all year, I don't see how you move forward with him. And you certainly can't sign him to an extension. Why would you?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, I guess the one excuse is that he's had a new offense every year and that maybe if he got 2 years in this offense, he'd be better by year four. And maybe he'll get that chance because they won't have the opportunity to get a better quarterback. But, man, if you're holding your breath for that, that could be tricky.
Well, and listen, I mean, the fact that the Browns, you said to me on Friday or Thursday, one of the days last week, later in the week, that you believe the Browns have more talent on offense than the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I do.
Well,
yeah.
Okay, well,
but
they
not
scored
including 31. Quarterback. Not including quarterback.
No, I know that, but that's the point.
Right.
Like, if we had a decent quarterback, the Browns wouldn't be scoring 7 points against good teams or 6 points against
that's
good
right.
teams. They'd be scoring 30. Or 24 or something in to give you a chance to be in the game. I mean, I know the Eagles have a bad record right now, but, you know, they played toe-to-toe with Pittsburgh and Baltimore.
Yeah, I mean,
because they've got a quarterback.
Pittsburgh's...
And even he's not that great.
Wentz hasn't played great, no. And you're right.
He's played well enough against those teams. He's still putting up numbers, giving them a chance.
You know, Pittsburgh, their defense... before yesterday had not been great. I mean, it had been, you know, solid. Wasn't terrible, especially in this NFL. But it had been.
You're saying Pittsburgh?
Yeah, their defense before yesterday hadn't played lights out football.
No, but they get pressure, man, and they're just kind of a nasty defense.
I understand, Dustin. What I'm saying is teams have been able to score against them, right? Like they're good in this modern NFL. The Steelers had been a good defense. Solid defense in a front. But they still gave up 16 to the Giants. I mean, a terrible team. They gave up 3 touchdowns to the Broncos, who can't score at all. They held the Texans to 21. They've been a mess. And the Eagles, they played bad teams and gave up an average of like 23 points. Like, that's good, but it's not like lights out. Yesterday they looked like an all-time defense. They completely destroyed the Browns with their defense. They hadn't done that all year against worse teams.
Yep, I know.
Now, obviously, Deshaun Watson and even Carson Wentz struggling is better than Baker. Daniel Jones and Drew Lock, I don't know. And did Drew Lock even play that game? The Steelers brought no. It was Jeff Driscoll?
No. But last year?
No, when the Broncos played the Steelers early in the season.
Oh, this year that was Driscoll. Driscoll.
Yeah, I mean, Jeff Driscoll scored 21 on the Steelers. Jeff Driscoll.
He did.
The Broncos, with Jeff Driscoll at quarterback, lost to the Steelers by 5. The Browns lost by 31. 31. The Steelers' biggest win before yesterday was 10 over the Giants, who finally won their first game yesterday. Browns lost by 31. There was never a moment in the game, not a moment in this game. I guess the only moment in the game where you felt any good about the team at all was that on the Steelers' first drive, they held them to a field goal instead of a touchdown when the Steelers seemed to be marching it down the field with ease. and they stopped them.
Which was a nice stop.
Yes.
But then the Browns get the ball right back, and you'd expect them, hey, listen, if the Browns could have gone down and scored a touchdown there and made it 7-3, different game. But the pick six, I mean, it was, what, the second or third play of the game? I mean, game's over, bro. What is Baker doing? Staring down the receiver right there, and they got Fitzpatrick playing the robber. So he was right there in front of the tight end. It was Harrison Bryant, I think, was the target. And then Fitzpatrick steps right in front, and that was the game. It was over.
And ultimately, and when we come back, we're going to hear both from Kevin Stefanski and Baker on his actual performance yesterday. And we got to start talking about the long-term concerns over his inability to read a defense, which led to that obvious first pick that you're talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, that was such a terrible throw.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.